Yevamos, Parak Tesfa of Mishnah Vav. Ha'isha shahalcha hi uvalam dinas hayam. Woman goes with her husband overseas. Uvava amra meis bali. And then she comes back and she says that her husband died. Tinase vitito ksuvasa. Fitzarasa asura. So she can get remarried. She can take her ksuva. And her tsara, though, is asur. Because when we look at her tsara, we don't allow her tsara to get remarried because we don't believe this woman that came in dinas hayam because it's a tsara to the other one. So therefore, she's not believed the gabbai the other tzara, because her edus is not believed, because she could be trying to get the tzara that's not abroad, that's still at home, to go and remarry and mess her up. Haisa bas Yisrael l'kohen. So now, if this tzara that didn't go overseas with them, if she was a bas Yisrael, and the man in question is a kohen, toichel b'truma, divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that she can continue eating truma, just like before this man and his other wife went abroad. She was still able to eat truma because the man's a kohen. She can continue to eat truma on the assumption that he's alive, even though this woman is saying that he's dead. The other tzara is saying that he's dead. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein zo derech matziata me de avera. Rabbi Kiva says that when this woman is giving edus, meaning that tzara that went with him overseas, when she's giving edus, it does create a suffix. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it's not even a suffix. We're almost assuming that she's lying. But according to Rabbi Kiva, we're not assuming that the lady that went overseas with him is lying, that tzara is lying to mess up the other tzara. Rather, it's a suffix. So because it's a suffix, that's not going to be enough to be motzi midei avera, meaning we're not going to be so mekel. Ad shetehei, now what it means over here means, until we do like this, asur li nasi v'asur milechel b'truma. What we have to do now is we have to asa her to get remarried, but also we have to asa her from eating truma because it is possible that she's not lying and the guy really did die and now she can no longer continue eating truma because she's a bas Yisrael that's no longer married to a kohen because he died. So because of that, according to Rabbi Kiva, we have to be machmir in both cases. However, the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that she can continue eating truma because we do not believe the tzara at all. And if she's not believed to allow her to marry, she's also not believed to passel her from truma.